in Donegal this week. There were three announcements for Donegal on that team to go to the World Championships in Budapest in a few weeks' time. So, you know, we're pretty chuffed about that. And those three athletes, of course, Mark English over the 800 metres. We have Kelly McGrory, who's new, has never been up at this level before, announced on the 4x4 relay squad. And we have, of course, Brendan Boyce, who was pre-selected some time ago for the 5K walk. Now, just on that as well, Mark English took on a race in Malmo in the last 24 hours and finished fourth over 800 metres with a time of 1:47.20. And, you know, he missed out and then he had to relinquish his national title over 800 last week with an injury, and he didn't compete in the Martin Games, so we were worried about that. But he's back in business, running in Sweden last night, and that race was won by Kramer, a former silver medalist at European Championships in a 1:45.16. So Mark is back in business, and he's now got to look forward to that first round in Budapest. Kelly McGrory, of course, she's in that 4x4. That's a big boost to her, indeed, for her and to her career, indeed. And to be picked in the World Championship team is a really, really, really outstanding achievement. So well done to her. She's been in the sport since she was a young girl, and this is her award right now. So yesterday as well, she was in Belgium in the Leuven meeting and in Flanders Cup, and she ran 58.97 for 400 metre hurdles. That's her first event, of course, but it's a relay she's in the World Championships, and that 400 metre hurdles in Belgium was 1:56.82 against third for Kelly at 58.97. And of course, Brendan is all set. He was second in the 10K last weekend in the Nationals in Dublin, and now he's all set for yet another World Championship in his case. I mean, he's been a consistent performer at World Championship level for many, many years right now. So three Donegal athletes in this year's World Championships. There were three last year, indeed, because John Kelly was there in the shot, which was a great, great, great boost for the young St. Johnston man. He was training in Sweden. He's injured at the moment, so we miss him off the scene. But we look forward to him next year, fighting fit, and he's been rehabbing up there and working hard at his rehab to get himself back in business, and we look forward to that because we really miss his presence as a Donegal athlete on the national and indeed international stage. What else is happening? Well, we had Gerard Gallagher and Ballyshannon. He won that 5K 15:49 to him, back in business. He hasn't been on the winner's podium for quite some time, so he'll be chuffed about that. And this week, tomorrow indeed, the European Under 20 Championships kick off in Jerusalem, and the two Donegal athletes involved in that as well, Fintan Dewhurst, you know, in the memory of last year for Fintan, the Glenties athlete for Tyrconnell Athletic Club, was that he got a medal in the European Under 18 Championships. He's stepping up now to Under 20, so we'll see how that goes for him. He's in 400 metre hurdles. He's had a relatively good season, so let's see what happens come Jerusalem. And Hannah Murray from Castle Finn, a member of Finn Valley, she's in the 4x4 relay team. She's had a very positive season, in addition to doing her leaving cert, of course. So that's an exciting challenge for her. The other announcement during the week as well, which is of interest to Donegal clubs and athletes, five Donegal young athletes are bound for Birmingham for the British Championships, for the UK Championships. They've all met the standard. They all did well in the Nationals. And they are Kiva Gallen from Lifford Strabane on the Hammer, of course. Keenan McFadden, 800 metres. Emma Boner, 800 metres from Leonard Kenny. And then we have Ethan Dewhurst, a brother of Fintan, who I mentioned earlier. He goes in the hurdles. And Eva Logue, who had a really, really outstanding Nationals this year. Daughter of Michael Logue, who's been involved in athletics indeed all his life. So it was a thrilling day for him when his daughter Eva won the Nationals at 1:58. So she's off to Birmingham for the British Championships. And indeed, she's training. I see her at the Finn Valley track just yesterday. So she's really focused in on that competition. She's a member of the Rosses Athletic Club. So it's all go, really, in terms of people going abroad. That's the element of the season that we're at now. European and World Championships towards the end of the season. So Donegal and all of the championships. And we're looking forward to reporting and see how all of that goes. So Mark English is selected for the World Championships. Kelly McGrory is on that team as well, and indeed, of course, Brendan Boyce. So we look forward to bringing you reports of that over the next few weeks from Jerusalem, from Budapest, and indeed Birmingham.